It was arguably the darkest chapter in Olympic history. In summer 1972, the world looked on in horror as friendly competition was replaced by killing and bloodshed. Members of the Israeli Olympic team had been taken hostage by members of the Palestinian militant group Black September, who began killing them. Anki Spitzer's husband Andre died in a botched attempt to rescue them. At every Olympic Games since then, she's campaigned unsuccessfully for a minute's silence for those who were killed. Now she's called on London 2012 organisers to honour her request.
Our message is not one of hatred or of revenge. The opposite. We just want the world to remember what happened there so that this will never happen again. Let's not forget what happened in Munich, and let's all make an effort together and make a vow that we will do everything in our power and that we will not bend for terrorism and that we stand for the Olympic ideals of friendship, brotherhood and peace.
A spokesman for London 2012 said in a statement that tributes would be paid to the victims at a separate ceremony at London's Guildhall in what was a joint initiative between the Israeli embassy, the country's Olympic Committee and the Jewish community. It said that was the most appropriate way to pay tribute to the athletes during the Games in London. Anki Spitzer says that's not enough. An online petition supporting her initiative has gained 83,000 signatures worldwide. She argues what happened was an assault on the Olympic movement itself, so the movement should honour the dead.
It is not a political act. They should be remembered in the framework of the Olympics because they were not accidental tourists. They just didn't happen to pass by. They were part of the family, of the Olympic family. They should be remembered in the framework of the Olympics.
Anki Spitzer's campaign has focused attention on the Olympic movement's darkest days. It's also a reminder of the security threats facing London 2012 and the veneer which masks the world's real conflicts when athletes take to the track.